Maricopa County manages roadways throughout the valley, and transportation officials have written up a new plan to deal with more growth and traffic on the streets for the next 20 years. But as KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports from our West Valley Bureau, the major roadblock, if you will, is how to fund the new system.
On a given workday, Stephen Bales could drive anywhere from 100 to 150 miles for his job.
So this road we're on right here now, Highway 85, is the busiest road other than Interstate 10, which is 6 miles north of us.
He drives me around his farm in rural Buckeye to show me it's surrounded by county roads, like State Route 85 and parts of Beloit Road. He says there are three essentials to keeping the farm successful: water, labor, and the county roads.
Most farmers are not contiguous anymore. You know, they own 100 here, and you go half a mile or a mile down the road. So we're on the roads all the time.
And roads like SR 85 allow him to transport all of his crops, like hay, to be sold.
We're looking at the lifeblood of this far southwest side of the valley.
Those roads have changed, and more are paved, but Bales thinks they could be maintained better.
They're going downhill. For one thing, we have more roadways in the valley, and I think that's grabbing a lot, big chunk of the budget.
Maricopa County Department of Transportation funding comes mostly from highway user revenue funds, which is money collected from gas taxes and registration fees, to name a few. To address concerns like Bales, McDott has written up a transportation system plan through 2035.
Talking about budget constraints, one of the reasons that we want to identify the roadways and the needs for the roadways is that so that we can prioritize them as we move to the future.
Denise Lacey is a systems planning manager at McDott. She says most of the projects identified are in the growing unincorporated parts of the West Valley, like Tonopah, Whitman, and Sun City. Back in Buckeye, Bales can attest to seeing more development popping up.
After the Great Recession, it's starting to pick up again, new rooftops. I see traffic pick up a little bit.
But Bales says it's not just the extra traffic McDott needs to address. It's also keeping the roads in shape. And he says the county has neglected that, at least in his part of town.
I've just watched out in front of my property, the side, the edge of the road, just crack and crumble and be gone.
While that maintenance is crucial for the more than 5,300 miles of county roads, the transportation plan identifies projects mostly to plan for more traffic in those developing areas. But before any of these projects can be completed, the budget must be carefully parceled out. And if the entire new plan is actually followed through by 2035 and there are no changes to the budget, there will be a funding shortfall of about $146 million. Again, Lacey with McDott.
So we have to prioritize in order to budget to get the roadways done, and then hopefully we don't lose fundings as we move to the future, because legislative actions can reduce our funds.
The worry of fewer funds is just one part of the transportation money woes state and local departments face. Arizona's gas tax is 19 cents per gallon. While that may be good for consumers, that tax has not increased since the 1990s and has put a dent in the transportation coffers. In fact, 45 other states have a higher gas tax, according to Kevin Adam with the Rural Transportation Advocacy Council.
And when you have a system like that for over 25 years, it really starts to have an impact.
Adam says it was a perfect storm when the recession hit. People drove less and cars got more fuel efficient. Transportation revenue dropped more than $350 million.
We were already in bad shape. We got dramatically worse, and that's what we're trying to dig ourselves out of now.
While it may sound dire, Adam says this year's legislative session was promising. Though no bills passed to increase any funding for transportation, many were introduced, which he says is a good start. That's not to say there is no money for McDott's transportation plan. The next step is to prioritize which roadways need the most attention and how they can allocate their budget best. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.